Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior cross-country star at Iona Prep, Tommy Flynn. So a big congrats on the award, Tommy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Coach informed me that you're feeling a little under the weather today. So thanks for being a trooper and hanging with us on the interview.
Thank you.
And also with us is your coach, Jan Mitchell. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. First things first, congratulations. 2023 Catholic State Outdoor Track Championship team.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tommy, you talk.
It was, as Coach always says, you know, the Catholic Championship is very hard as a team to win. He often says it's the hardest championship to win as a team in New York State. And the culmination of all the hard work last spring, all the days out on the track as a team, the sprint group, the distance group, the throws, and especially all of the field events. It was a big just culmination of our hard work. And it was really happy to, as a person, as a teammate, to see all of my friends and I succeed and end up winning the Catholic State Championship as a team.
And that's great, too, especially for you as a senior.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great to finally have it. You know, it's been something that we've been working for 4 years. I believe the last time we won a Catholic State Championship was 2019, right, Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was right before I ended up getting into high school. So, you know, getting it in my junior spring, that was really awesome. And, you know, we're looking forward to trying to do it again in the indoor season and the outdoor season, but, you know, it's going to be hard. But it's definitely something to work towards, and we're working towards it every single day outside on the track.
Okay. Well, it looks like, you all got things started off pretty well, at the 72nd annual high school relay carnival at the Armory Center. You anchored the 4x800 team to a second place finish, and also the 4x400 team. You finished third. Just last month, the 97th Catholic State Intersectional Championships, you ran a personal best at Van Cortlandt Park in the 2.5-mile course of a 13:14. Now, that's got to be cool to see the culmination of all your hard work come into a personal best like that.
Yeah, it was. It was great to see.
And that is also, it says here, the fastest time of any Westchester Putnam athlete this season in that course, and also the sixth fastest time ever run by anyone from Iona Prep. So you're kind of up in the rafters there now, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. You know, it's like I said, it's just something that when I was a freshman, I was like, hey, I can, if I really work hard, I can try and get up into the rafters. It's such a historic program and such a historic school. You know, to see myself be six, it's pretty great. You know, I would have liked to have been higher, but some setbacks in my cross-country season. And like I said, I've been battling a lot of sicknesses throughout my high school career. But, you know, we work around them, and I was really happy on that day to feel great and just to go out there and do what I could do best.
And you qualified for the New York State Federation Championships as well. And I always love this kind of thing, but you were one of only two Westchester athletes to qualify. And the other one was last week's winner of this award, Bobby Maklem from Walter Panis. So that's kind of cool. Now, how did you finish, by the way, at those?
You know, I actually, like I said about sickness, I ended up having strep throat, pretty bad case of it while I was running. I didn't know until afterwards. So I ended up doing pretty poorly. I ended up finishing, I honestly can't remember the place.
It's okay.
Yeah, I tried my best, but you know, I was expecting to do a lot more, especially in my senior year. But you know, there's just some things you can't control out there, but I gave it the best I had on the day, and that ended up being 98th. So.
And you look, you've been all league and all county in both cross country and track and field, and all state in cross country, as well as the school record holder in the indoor 3K. Tommy, you were also named All American in track and field in 2023 here in the 200 meter steeplechase. Excuse me. And you know, you've had 4 years of cross country and indoor track and field. Past 3 years, you've been cross country captain and also team MVP. So, look, obviously, things are working well for you. Yes, that just happened to be, you know, a bad day and a strep throat and not feeling well. I mean, life happens like that, but you've done well. And also, you know, being the captain for those 3 years and the team MVP, tell me what it was like for you being the captain, and how have you progressed? You've had 3 years of being a team captain.
So being a team captain for me, it's something that I hold very valuable and close to my heart, because being a captain, you know, it's something that all of your teammates out there, they look forward, like look up to you a bit. And like I said, they look up to me. So going out there in the race, you know, it's always nice to see, like, especially being the one runner, and that just comes as a second. They're looking up to you, and you're kind of the leader of the team as a team captain. And leadership is one of the many things that I take very seriously, and it's part of being a well-rounded person that I've always been taught to be. So yeah, being a captain is just like being a leader, And it means a lot. And especially as I progressed, I try to be a better leader each year, whether that be my contributions on the course or the track, just do better for my teammates, or just do the small things like just to build the team camaraderie around the cross country team. It's definitely an honor.
And what kind of did you see any improvements, I should say, in any of the younger runners this year that you're particularly proud of?
There was one very, very good sophomore we had this year, but he ended up actually struggling with injury too. We all ended up getting injured on the same course. His name is Michael Ryan. But he's been a he came in. So I was a sophomore when he's a freshman, and he actually got injured his freshman year. So over the summer we kind of were talking, and he had a lot of progress, but you know, injuries just plagued his cross country season this year. It was great to see his progression, but you know, it didn't come to fruition. But it's still great to like see somebody, you know, working so hard like that, and just falling in love with the sport like I did.
You know, but it's also nice to be able to know that, you know, you've got your own thing when it comes to the leadership qualities, and you've displayed them, and I'm sure that you helped him through the trials and tribulations of this particular season. So
yes.
Good for you there. Now also it's not just track, but it's basketball. Now you still playing basketball right now?
Yes, I am. I'm on the prep team. Yes.
Okay. So I see that the team has gotten off to a good start.
Yeah. We're off to a very, very hot start. You know, we just got a new coach and he seems to be doing a great job, and we're working through the season nicely so far.
Yeah. I checked yesterday and you were 4-0 at the 4-0 at the moment. So good for you guys. And you've committed to Boston College for next year. You're going to continue there. And that's gotta be obviously pretty exciting. But what made you decide on Boston College? I'm going to assume that there might've been other schools that came a calling.
So the main deciding factor, I mean, I had some great schools, all academic schools that I was really proud of. And that was the first thing when I started to narrow down my choices. It was all, where can I receive the best academic journey, and where is the most best well-rounded school? You're going to hear me saying that a lot. Just balance is very important in my life. And ever since I was a freshman at Iona Prep, even before that in fourth grade, you know, faith has always been a major part of my life. And when it came down to it, you know, I had great academic options, like I said, great athletic programs. But what it really came down to was continuing my faith-based education. I've seen that when I put faith in the center of my life, other things fall into place. And without God, I don't really know where I'd be right now. So going somewhere that I knew that there would be that structure of faith, that was something that was very important to me. And in the end, Boston College was the place that had that, compared to other schools that didn't really place an importance on that. So that's why I chose Boston College, and I'm really excited for the next 4 years.
Oh, I'm sure you are, and good for you. It's. I'm sure it's got to be very fulfilling to have that center, to have that that kind of fallback, and know where you stand and where you come from. So, Coach, now let me talk to you for a bit there about Tommy here and what you've seen from his growth and how he's overcome some of the obstacles he's had to face this past season.
Tommy did a lot of work during the summer and came back in awesome shape, and he got hurt in phys ed, right, Tommy?
In
September, and that kind of really set him back, but you know, he worked through it, and we had some rainouts, so he didn't really miss a lot of the meets, was able to get back for the championships. But you know, I've known Tommy since, how old, Tommy? 6 years old, maybe?
Yeah, 5 or 6, yes.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, I've watched his growth over the years. And, you know, as I said, no one works harder than him.
Well, obviously it has paid off because you're doing very well right now, Tommy. And now let me ask you, when it comes to running, Tommy, real quick, what is next for you? I mean, I don't know all that much about track and field and the fall versus the spring and that kind of thing. So what is up next on the running agenda when it comes to track and field for you?
Right now at the forefront of my mind is just to get healthy. You know, I've been battling sicknesses. It comes with the sport. Just to get out there healthy, injury free, sickness free. So when I return this Saturday, just to start training again and get some base under me, get some nice runs under me, and just look forward to the rest of the season. The ultimate goal is to win that Catholic State team championship, and I'm going to do my best to get as many points as I can for my team. So,
oh, great. Well, good luck to you there. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior cross country star at Iona Prep, Tommy Flynn. So, Tommy, with this award comes the academic side as well, and you're in the STEP program at Iona, which I understand is the highest level of coursework. You've got high honors STEP APs there. You're holding a 95 average. So it seems like you've got things pretty well in hand on, you know, on the academic side. But where do your interests really lie when it comes to the classwork? What do you look forward to the most?
I would say I look forward to the most. Iowa Prep is a great religion program, and like I said, God is something I hold very close, very important to me. And we have some great teachers there, so I always look forward every day to going to religion class. But my most important subjects to me, and we also have great teachers at Iona, is my math and my calculus and stuff like that, because I understand I already have an idea of what I would like to do. And it does involve numbers.
Okay.
I have to pay attention to those classes, but I do really enjoy numbers. So yeah, I would say each and every day I look forward most to any classes that pertain to numbers, because I understand that those are gonna probably be what I'm gonna be dealing with for most of my life, hopefully, if God willing, yeah.
Okay. And is there any class that you've taken recently that maybe surprised you, that you said to yourself, whoa, I didn't really expect to like this as much as I did?
Criminalistics. It's a science elective. Science is not usually my thing. I don't really work in science, but it was an elective offered. Criminalistics. You learn how the criminal mind works.
Okay.
How you capture criminals and stuff like that, how to solve crime scenes. And I went into it with an open mind, just saying like, okay, this is an elective. It's not something that I really have to take seriously. Just have fun with it, and just enjoy my senior year. But I've really grown fond of it, and I have a really great respect for those who have to do the job, because you see some gross things out there in solving crimes.
Yes, I'm sure. But it does give you a little bit of insight if you're watching any police procedural on TV. So
Yes, it does.
now I also see some other activities at school. You're pretty busy there. You're part of the leadership committee and also the peer ministry, which are faculty selected positions, which has to feel pretty special to know that the faculty has recognized you for such positions. But what do you all do in those couple of spots?
So in the leadership committee, we were selected. I was selected in my freshman year after we went on a retreat, as one of the people or the outstanding leaders there. And we essentially just continue to plan the retreat, which is a big part. It's a staple of Iona Prep. You get chosen to go on a leadership retreat, so you end up planning that throughout the years. And for the past 2 years, I've done my best to plan that, and we go to meetings. And it's kind of just the leadership committee is a group of 12, 11 or 12 guys that the rest of the school kind of looks up to, and most of the faculty look to you as the esteemed students and the leaders of those. Like if they have any problems, they would come to the leadership committee and stuff like that.
Oh, that's very cool. And then also, I see that for the CYO, you volunteer for youth basketball games as well as track meets all around the tri-state area. You're a camp counselor at the Iona Prep basketball camp. Also, you volunteer at the Hope Soup Kitchen as well. And that's got to feel pretty good to be able to give back like that.
Yes, something that my mom and my dad has always instilled in me since a very young age is to give back to what got you where you are. And that all starts from St. John of Paul in Larchmont, little parish. Well, not many people there, but my dad was able to start a track program there, which now is the CYO track program. So I give back to that whenever I can on the Sundays when they have track meets with Coach Stefan. He's doing an amazing job out of Mount St. Michael. On the Hope Soup Kitchen, it's just something that my family and I have done since we were very young, since I was very young. I'm the youngest of my family. But it's something that is really important to us, just to give back to those who have less than us. And it makes you fortunate for what you have, and we're thankful for what we have every day. So.
No, it certainly does. It certainly does. And I ask everyone this there, Tommy, but with all that you do, and you're a very busy guy, is there anything in particular that you do to just try to take a breather? Maybe when you say to yourself, you know what, I got to step back for 5 minutes, whatever it happens to be. What is it? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any interests that give you that that little bit of a break? Sorry, Coach is shaking his head. Go He's just shaking his head going, no, Tommy doesn't do anything like that. No.
The man doesn't know to take a deep breath. Okay, he's got so much on the plate. I don't know how he does it, and being the president of the school too. So I mean,
That's, oh yes, I forgot to mention that. How did I forget to mention you're the president of the school as well, Tommy? So you are a busy guy, and Coach knows that you don't take this downtime, but is there anything?
When I do have downtime, I do not take it for granted. I'll spend time with my friends. But if I have a weekend free, I probably the most ideal thing I'll do is we'll head down to what I call like a safe haven, which is Lavalette, New Jersey. My parents were lucky enough to have a house down there. My mom's been going there ever since a kid. So
So, Coach, before we close up shop here with Tommy, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, Tommy failed to mention that he's not the only Flynn to get the Con Edison Award.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he's
really?
not the only Flynn to go to Boston College. So I think Tommy needs to get that out. Otherwise, his sisters will never speak to him again.
Okay, so Tommy, let me ask you that question, because, and just like I said earlier, I love this aspect of this award and being the guy that has the privilege to interview all of you winners. When something like I find out that last week's winner and you were racing, you know, together in the Federation Championships. Same thing when I realize that, wow, this is another family member, you know, that has won this award, and that happens quite often. But so tell me about the other award winners in your family.
So my oldest sister, Anna, she actually started the whole train. She started running, I believe, Mr. Mitchell in eighth grade at Ursuline, or freshman year?
Freshman year.
Freshman year at Ursuline. And, you know, she got it. I'm honestly not sure when she got it. She graduated, I believe, high school in 2015 or 2016. She might have gotten her junior or senior year. But yeah, she started the train. You know, she actually got our family kind of into running between her and my sister Sarah and Lily, who are twins. And they both ended up getting the Con Edison Award separately in their high school journey. And Anna, the oldest, decided to go to Boston College as well. She was in between some other schools around the East Coast. Sarah went to Boston College as well, so it is a family school. But
okay.
Lily ended up going to Stanford. She went all the way out west to continue her track career. But, you know, for her fifth year, she decided to come home and join Sarah for her graduate school, and potentially another year because of COVID. Well, the COVID permits them to take another year, and she's at Boston College now. So it's pretty cool to join them in both the Con Edison Award winner, which is a great honor, and to also hopefully join them at Boston College. Not hopefully. Well,
not yeah, hopefully. Yeah. You're heading there, my friend. So start making plans on what you're going to do on Saturday night.
But Tommy also fails to mention that all three of his sisters were All-American, and Sarah and Lily were two-time national champions in track.
Yes.
So he still has some big, big shoes to fill. It's last half a year.
Yes, that is quite a family legacy you got going on there, Tommy, and quite a mantle full of Con Ed awards as well.
I thank them a lot for what they've done. You know, seeing them win all those things, it kind of gave me inspiration to try and be like them.
Well, you're doing a good job, my friend, and I'm sure they're very, very proud of you. So listen, congrats again on the award, Tommy. Well-deserved, coach. It was very nice to talk to you today. And Tommy, good luck to you for the rest of the running for this senior year, but also to the basketball team as well. Nice start. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Frankenberry.
And for, stop with that Mr. stuff. For Iona Preps, Tommy Flynn, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.